have your fear, which might become reality. And you have Godzilla, which is reality.
I'm sick of Godzilla.
Wake up, everyone!
There are two things you don't know about the Earth.
Whether he returns or not, or is never again seen by human eyes, the things he has taught us remain.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to YHS on Monster Island. I'm Jacob Walsh. I'm your co-host. Look, you even got our Instagram handles. Is that new? Has that always been down there? I think we started it last week
because I always added them in the post, and now I can just throw it in here and I don't have to do anything. It makes it easier for everybody.
I'm Jacob Walsh, and I am at Jacob the Revenge on Instagram. This is my co-host, Jakey.
I'm Jakey, and I'm at Toku Toy Town. Also, you can go find me at tokutoytown.com, but you can't really find me there, but you can buy stuff, and it makes me happy when you do that.
Dude, one of my favorite – what's crazy is, like, Jay, we're good friends. Me and you are good friends. We're not just – this isn't just a work thing. We're buddies. But I do find myself all the time being like, let me go see what Toku Toy Town's got on their website. And I'll, like, go to the website and hit newest and just see if there's new stuff. I'm, like, sitting here, and I'm like, do I want to buy anything? Let me see what he's got.
Well, you know, there hasn't been a lot of new stuff lately just because I've been hoarding it all for G-Fest. And so it's I have a lot of new stuff, like about 200 new items right here piled up on the other side of the camera. So
can we go through each item one by one right now?
Yeah, QVC, like here. Yeah, you can't buy it now, even if you want it and you want to pay more than I'm asking for it. No, it's funny, as I've been getting ready, I've stayed away for the most part from doing like a G-Fest, like, inventory preview. I did like one like Instagram story, like real
because
quick.
People will instantly be like, save me that, or I want it, or I'll buy it right now. And that's just that's just stressful.
It's stressful. And also I try to and I do my best to explain it to everybody. I'm like, I get it, but these items to me just aren't inventory. It's almost it's marketing for me because I want to make sure like my booth is stocked. It looks beautiful. So when people go in there and they've never heard of me, they look at the booth, whether they buy something there or not, and feel like that's a legitimate shop with some awesome stuff. And if I pre-sell all of it, I get the money.
You
there,
just look like a fool. But then you just look like a fool because you still got to set up. And Jay, listen, sadly, I've never been to G-Fest, but I do know some of the vendors that vend at that show. And there's some great vendors there. There's always some really good stuff. But I have seen your setup, Jay. So I know that you put like a little extra in your setup and your presentation. And I've told you this before. If I didn't know who you were and I walked into a show and saw your setup and the way you present your booth and have all your tags and just it looks so nice and neat instead of just toys thrown everywhere. I would shit my pants and I would spend all my money and make all your money.
I think we might have lost you a bit.
Cut out?
Yeah, you cut out a little bit.
Oh boy. Can you hear me? Boy. Am I here?
I can hear you now.
What was the last?
You said you would shit your pants.
And then it stopped, I would shit my pants?
Yeah, and it's okay. We always have complimentary sanitizing wipes there. So
I said I would shit my pants and then I would spend all my money. Seeing that would make me spend all my money.
Well, thank you. We do try to make it an easy experience for everybody. And there's some great vendors. I think you would be losing your mind this year because unlike last year, we're going to have Marasan, M1, and hot off the press, because this wasn't really kind of announced, but when it was released on the floor plan, U.S. Toys is going to be coming over from Japan. So, they're going to all be there.
I might be sending you money over the weekend and be like, Jay, go grab me one of these.
Yeah, I know.
That's awful.
And Kaminaga, awesome. It is. It is. And Eiji Kaminaga and Marsan just released, like before we hopped on here, his G-Fest exclusives. And it's like these like 9 different variations of Jiross, and they look awesome. 450 and 350. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, sadly, I'm not going to be able to be at G-Fest. And I don't know. You know, I really wanted to go last year and I couldn't make it because it's so fucking close to Comic-Con. And,
yeah,
you know, YHS goes to work at Comic-Con. We do like yeah, a lot of content where we get press passes. So we're actually trying to do a little bit of work there and work for the channel. And I would like, Comic-Con was awesome. Last year was my first time at Comic-Con and I was surprised at how amazing and smooth it was. But I just hate that it is so close to G-Fest because one of these years I'm just going to have to suck it up. I'm going to have to maybe forego something else in my life and just try to do both. Do one weekend and the next weekend go to San Diego. I don't know, but.
Yeah, that would be a lot. And y'all's content is amazing that comes out of Comic-Con. So I totally get it. And, you know, we'll get you there. We'll get you there one day. And if not, we'll get you to Kaiju Go or All Monsters
I'm
Attack.
Coming to Kaiju
or something.
Go, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get some, some good stuff. No worries.
Oh man. Listen, we're going to have kind of we don't have a ton of news for everybody this week. We don't have a ton of reveals. Like there's stuff out there, but we're both busy guys and we weren't able to get it all this week. I think we are. We'll do some. Jay, you got some pickups. We're going to, I have none. I have none, but Jay, let's see what you got. I know you got some stuff.
Oh, you know, I not only do I have some pickups, I actually am going to do some, I guess, kind of live unbaggings because I didn't even have time. Prepping for G-Fest has been an undertaking and positive, but like, it's just a lot. Thank goodness we're off of work this week. So we have the wonderful company I work for gives us a mid-year mental health break week. So every year, the 4th of July week, I know, they just let us we have it. It's free. It's awesome. Nice little paid holiday. But anyway, so I haven't even had a chance to go through. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 6 things here that I haven't even opened 6 yet, but I do have some I do have some other things that I opened and that are awesome.
I want to know,
including Jake, I say one, but maybe like 6 other things over here that are some of my new favorite toys that I have. Like I had a really good little 2-week period here, but starting off, I say smallest only in size. But I love this. So, you know how a few weeks, months back, I said I was just kind of getting into some like of the more kind of the second tier tokusatsu, like beyond Ultraman, Kamen Rider, Sentai, and like Fireman and Mirror Man and Spectre Man and stuff. And Fireman has been the one that's really just been like sticking with me. I really enjoy that show. I mean, like a lot. Max Toy has that license, the Super Eye license, and he's done a few variations of Fireman. But I got the kind of the closer to screen accurate colorway. And I absolutely love this guy. So I got me a little Fireman, a little Magma Man.
Oh,
there.
I love his green eyebrows.
Yeah.
That's a so good this is little a, accent color.
Yeah. I dig it. And I think honestly of the Tokusatsu guys, I do think you would probably like Fireman the best. Not only is a great cast, but a lot of it is like, especially the early episodes are very kind of like dinosaur centric, where these dinosaurs get kind of irradiated. It's like, it's a bipedal, you know, fire breathing triceratops. Like, and they're like, well, no, obviously it wasn't like that in the Cretaceous period. It was, you know, because of all the pollution and nuclear radiation and stuff, it turned into this, you know? So it's like, it's not, they're just like, oh, it's a triceratops. Yeah. It has giant teeth and, you know, spikes and things of that nature. Like they actually do acknowledge that it's bastardized. Okay. But it's really cool. So yeah, this is a little Fireman and I, absolutely love this guy. So cool. the next few things are very Ultra Series focused. And I have 3 things here from Ultra Q because I did the top 10 list and I just started like wanting to buy the stuff. So first from Marmot, got this little still stuck in his little meteor, Garamon in this little glow in the dark.
Oh my god.
Pink and blue little guy here. Absolutely love this guy. I mean, I love everybody loves Garmon, but I just something about this.
But
I
that's
just,
unique. Yeah, because he's in his meteor. You don't see that as much.
No, glow in the dark. And I love the colorway. It's very subtle, very I don't know. It's just a really good.
It looks like Easter. Toy. That's an Easter toy. Look at it.
It's an Easter it's egg. Easter colors, yeah, and he's in an egg. Yeah. The love Easter that. Garmon. The next thing, also from Marmot. So one of my favorite episodes, our favorite kaiju, not the best episode, but one of my favorite kaiju, because it's just like, you kind of feel sad for him. And that's the giant mole monster, Mungilar. Well, Marmot has a really fun sculpt of that. And so I picked it up off an auction, a live, like an Instagram auction from Victory Comics. And I picked up this awesome Mungilar. It's like this chocolate with like, there's like purple, gold, and red like accents there. But it's, here's my giant mole monster here.
Look at that's cool, man.
It is. I love just it's kind of a throwback style.
His head is so round. It's just
It is legitimately just a sphere. But you know, who can spot him? Oh, from Bear Model. Oh, Jun Manjime. He's here to make sure. Oh, there's look at that. I love this from Bear Model. This amazing Kenji Sahara, Jun Manjime. And I've actually been looking for this guy for a while. I was really excited to see him come up with a really decent price, but absolutely love that. So he can't have an Ultra Q collection if you don't have the leading star, the lead actor, the main man, Jun Manjime there. So those were my three Ultra Q purchases. The next
more human figures is what I'm always saying. Oh, yeah. Jay.
I agree. So the next two, I think, are two of Ultra 7's greatest villains, greatest opponents. The first one I want to show you, not necessarily because of the kaiju, but I really think this is a line you can get into because you like US toys, but you wanted something a little bit bigger. And so I always say, hey, get the shampoo bottle series. Well, this is from the shampoo bottle series. And this is Ella King, who I love Ella King. He's one of my favorite monsters. But this is this really cool kaiju, really cool sculpt and design from US toys and their shampoo bottle series. So these are like the 5-6 inch tall ones, as opposed to the building box series, which are their
I'll take those.
Very cool. It's a very, very cool piece. And I love it, like the more classic style Ella King, but you still have the metallic spray here, the blue. Absolutely love this guy. And like I said, Ella King is one of my favorite villains for Ultra 7. I just really awesome. But my favorite is no shocker, because I think he's everybody's favorite from Ultra 7, and that is King Joe. And I really wanted to have a really good King Joe piece, and I've been going back and forth on a few because there's tons. But I found this one, and it is from Planet X and Graveyard Gallery, a little collaboration there. And this is just spoke to me. And I'm like, I might be one of my favorite toy purchases of the year. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Whoa.
He's big.
Look how chunky that is.
He's gigantic. It's this like bubblegum pink with this bright green and yellow and blue up here on the, I don't know what those are called, the ears there. But I love King Joe. I love this representation. It's cartoony and goofy with wacky colors. And so it fits in my aesthetic. So I was really pumped to have this one. Like I said, it's going to go on that shelf with like my secret base that you got me and some other ones. It's up in the upper echelon of my toys. So.
Well, that's like a show stopping piece. That's the kind of thing where somebody walks in your room and the eyes go directly to that.
Yeah. Yeah. For better or for worse. But I feel good. Cause I, with a lot of the Ultra Kaiju, unlike Godzilla and like Godzilla 89 specifically, I don't need more than one representation, right? Like I like
just get the one
exception.
Like.
Yeah, Garamon might be the one exception, but I can say one's Pigmon and one's Garamon. But like, you know, I'm not going to be collecting, you know, Mungilars or Ella Kings or anything like that. I want like one that I really like.
Jay, those are famous.
So one thing I do collect a lot of are Marson 89. So I do have 6 of those. I'll start off with this first one from Tokyo Hound Shibuya store. This is the purple clear guy. As you may have seen, Marson has released a ton in the purple clear. Megalon, there's actually a Godzilla 74, but the cool one is they released their Varan, first Varan we've had in a long time too. So I know you're going to be standing in line to get that one because you love
Bond. Oh, yeah. But, can't wait.
But, yeah, the purple clear guy is great. And they did a riff on this, add a little bit, you know, because they know all we have to do is just add like a couple accidental paint drops on there and then Jay will buy it. So they did the same base, that purple clear. They added a little pink highlight and some spray. And then you get this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have the purple and the red there, little Toronto Raptors. I like
it's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. And then let's see these bags here. Okay. And then we have, this was a secret color one. So they only released a very, very small number of these. And this goes back to when they were releasing, like, it seemed like a new glitter variant every week, right? It was like clear with blue glitter and green glitter and blah, 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 blah. Well, they now have added to that after taking a little bit of a hiatus. And this is and it won't show up probably very well in the camera, but this is a metallic pink glitter.
So
it's clear.
You can see it's that very for
cool.
sure.
Yeah. It's very, very cool. On the pictures online, I was like, well, is this the red again? And there's like, no, it's pink. I'm like, okay. And it does definitely pop pink.
Yeah.
Especially when you put it next to the red, you can definitely see the difference. But speaking of, well, pink glitter again, once again, same format. Let's just take the same thing, put a couple pieces of paint on it, and Jay will buy it. Happens again with this pink, yellow, and blue. It's the pink sparkle base, but he has some blue teeth and blue claws. And then you have this kind of like orangey yellow down the dorsal spines there.
He looks like he just ate a blue snow cone.
Yeah. Yeah. He totally did. Yeah. We have a rule with our kids. They can, sometimes if they earn it, we'll let them have they love like suckers and dum-dums and stuff. We'll sometimes let them have it in the morning, like once a month or whatever, but they can't have blue for this reason. You turn out looking like that. This is a good one. There was one variation that was slightly different that unfortunately I was unable to get because the U.S. Postal Service. But then it's somewhere. Happens. Yeah. So then this one you're going to hate because I know if there's one thing that you hate from a colorway standpoint, it's green, yellow, and red, that kind of classic Bullmark Hedora. But they've taken that inspiration. Yeah, I know. Taking that inspiration and they gave us this guy, which I love. I absolutely love this guy.
It's better here. It's better here. Still like, the spines look great. The red and yellow spines look amazing.
See, I agree. Like, I was hoping like we would get more just kind of the yellow, red, and orange, because then I could say it's a Toku Toy Town exclusive. But I absolutely love that. Yeah, those are some of the better painted dorsal spines out there. You're absolutely right. I mean, if you remove the green and just keep it the yellow vinyl, I think, and with the red spray, I think it would look pretty badass.
Yeah, I think so.
And the last one is kind of an old school style paint job as well, kind of harkens back to those vintage Bullmark toys of the early 70s. And it's that kind of orangey brown and dark forest green with some silver spray. But I actually like this guy a lot. Look at this guy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Doesn't look like he could just be on the like on the shelf with like a 1970 like Bullmark, you know, the giant Godzilla and some of that, like that kind of colorway. I absolutely love that.
Crazy colors. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so six new ones. I think I'm up to, 78 now. Maybe 79, something like around there. So we're on the home stretch, man. 10 or 11 to go. And then
you better pick them wisely.
I can always trade them in. I can sell them.
True,
But we'll see. We'll see what they got. I don't know if they'll have any at G-Fest, but we'll the next wave, I'll be excited. I know there's a new one that's dropping for Wonderfest, so I'm hoping I can grab that one and make it around 80.
Yeah.
Whew, so a lot of stuff, man.
Intense collection. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff, man. Yeah. I always like kind of feel bad sometimes. Not bad. I don't feel bad. I just sometimes wish I had more Godzilla stuff to show off when we do these. But it's because, you know, sometimes like I buy toys almost daily, you know.
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes, you know, sometimes I buy Ninja Turtles. I got this new wave of Ninja Turtles came out, and instead of a Godzilla, I bought a bunch of these this week. So
What'd you think of those toys? Did you like them?
I think they look great. Yeah, I think they look really good. I do too. They're also $10, Jay.
Yeah,
it's $10. Yeah. The packaging's great. I bought a Leatherhead because I'm always gonna buy.
You have to get a Gator. Yeah,
I'm gonna buy the Gator. I bought Leatherhead, Bebop, Rocksteady, and Raphael and Michelangelo. I have not seen Donatello and Leonardo yet. Mm-hmm. I will buy those two, but I'm not like going crazy, not buying the whole line. I just wanted the main turtles. Yeah. And the redesigns for Bebop and Rocksteady are so insane and funny that I just had to pick them up. $10. You know, these don't take up much space on a shelf. So I was like, I'll buy these, but I can't go crazy because there's a ton of that stuff out. There's so many Ninja Turtles. I know people aren't tuning in to hear us talk about Ninja Turtles, but
we've done this many times in our show. We've done it many times.
We have.
So
yeah, you're right.
It's just deal with it.
Yeah, get over it. So you know that's it for pickups. Listen, we don't have a ton of news this week. There's a little bit of news out there. I think the two main things that we'll just touch on really quick is Pluto has the new station. It's like a 24-hour Godzilla station, just all the time. You can just turn it on. And a Godzilla movie will be on, and they got all kinds of stuff, a lot of Toho, properties, and that's awesome. I think it's cool. I haven't put it on to check it out yet, but it's cool that you can now just be like, oh, we'll just put it on the background and just have.
Godzilla. Yeah, I was about to say now everybody that's a kaiju fan has permanent background noise. It's going to be on in the background everywhere. Yeah. It's going to be like played by when so many people are cleaning their house doing other things. It's going to be on. I did turn it on a few times with the kids just to see. And the first time it was Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 74 was on, and it was right at like the first kind of battle between King Caesar and Mechagodzilla. Okay. And the kids were digging it, man. They were loving it, and they haven't seen that one before because it's hard with especially like the subtitles because they can't read because they're 4 and 2. But when you get to the ones where there's like the action stuff, they're like all in. And so they were pretty excited.
Is Pluto playing dubbed or subbed versions?
The ones every time I've seen it, it was all sub.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so pretty good stuff. And I know that like what is it? It's they don't have what just is it 85 or Return of Godzilla and Biollante are the two that they're missing from Heisei. And then I think they have everything from the Showa, right? I think they have King Kong versus Godzilla. I know that one sometimes can be tricky.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what and they have some other stuff too, right? Don't they have some stuff that's not Godzilla
I think so. I haven't seen any on there, but I haven't watched a ton. But I'm assuming it would be
Godzilla they had some other stuff.
Adjacent. Yeah. I mean they have the Tokusatsu channel on there where you can watch some Ultraman and some other things, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I throw that on sometimes. Me too. I throw that on sometimes. Yeah. Always just weird shit on there. I love it.
I'd look at cool. the kaiju designs. They're usually cool. I had one other pickup. I had one other pickup that was somebody picked it up for me because they were at Five Points Fest in Brooklyn a couple weeks back. And that's the great Michael Lynch at Sweaty Vinyl. Follow him at Sweaty Vinyl. But he brought me back this awesome Guy Lala shirt. So absolutely dig this.
That's amazing.
It's really awesome. So thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's amazing. There should be more Guy Lala anything. I want a channel that just plays. I just want a channel that plays those two movies back to back over and over.
And then just us commenting on the movies.
Loops those two films. The only other bit of news that we got, it's a toy reveal, and we got to talk about it because it's coming up tomorrow. Yeah. But Mondo, they've been teasing it a little bit. I think they first teased it last year at Comic-Con. And it's going on sale tomorrow at, I think, 1 o'clock our time, my time. I don't know what your time is.
Yeah, so noon. Yeah, I think noon. My time.
Noon CT time, I think, something like that. But it's, Gorman's Godzilla is coming out. And I don't know if we have some picture. You got a picture of this thing, this bad boy, Jay?
I do, if it'll work. There we go.
Whoa, this fucking thing is insane. I love this so much. I love how crazy chubby and ridiculous it is. The fact that it's got another head, tail, an arm, which Jay, we were kind of talking about this off air. This thing's really cool. I love it. I'm all in. I'm gonna do my best to try to pick one of these up tomorrow. But it is weird when they teased this a year ago. It was a 54 Godzilla and not a Heisei Godzilla. And I do, you know, we talked about how maybe it makes a little more sense for the 54 Godzilla to have the tearaway head, tail, and arm. But also, who fucking cares? I'm glad they changed it to a Heisei Godzilla because he's the best Godzilla in the world. This is awesome. Jay, what do you think of this thing?
Agree. It's really awesome. I mean, everything that Groman does is pretty cool and substantial and awesome. You know, I think that for the exposed like innards and all that type of stuff, I think this is like the coolest way to do it. I mean, even like the tip of the tail, you have it like with the skin ripped off. I think those little touches are great. And like the cross section, like looking at the image we have up here, like the cross section of the face with the skull and the muscles and everything in the brain, like,
yeah,
I mean, it truly is a work of freaking art. And yeah, and I don't like the Godzilla to me, like I know you read it as like straight up Heisei. Like I like it because, and we were talking about this off air as well, is like, I like it when it's a little bit more ambiguous, right? It's not like, oh, this is exactly like Godzilla 1967 or this is Godzilla, you know, GMK. Like I like that it can be a little bit more of, you know, you said the 54 spines.
There's attributes, 89
ears. Yeah.
He's got, and like, you know, destroy his eyes. So there's all sorts of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think if somebody comes up to me and says, oh, no, I really believe this is just a 54, but like modernized, I'm like, fine. And if somebody says, sure, this is, you know, an amalgamation of a few different Heisei Godzillas, yeah, it is. It's great. You know, like it can be all of those. Like I really like that they went with that approach because I just feel like when these stylized versions like this, when they do like, this is the 1973 suit, then it's going to just bring the people on that are like, well, this dorsal spine has three spikes and I should have four. You know, I'm like, who cares? It's awesome. It's freaking awesome looking.
Who are you doing an impression of right there? That's what I want.
I have no idea. I don't know. I'll tell you off air. But, and the other thing, which I didn't know, and you knew this and you're like, yeah, it is. I'm like, I read the dimensions. And it's 12 inches tall or something like that and 20 inches wide. Oh my God, this thing is gigantic.
It's crazy. I was honestly, so I think this thing's going up for $250. I was kind of surprised. I kind of thought it was going to be a little more than that. And I mean, $250 is up there, you know, some of the other
good value.
You know, I think the Biollantes were $125, which is
$150, I think, right?
$150, yeah. Then it might have been $150, something like that. You know, you're going to pay $25 shipping.
The spiral
is $250 exactly. So, yeah, dude, I think it's a good deal. I'm all in. I'm 100% trying to pick one of these up tomorrow. Hopefully that works. And if not, I'll steal one from the Mondo booth in 2 weeks at Comic-Con because I know it's going to be on display there.
Yeah, Mondo's killing it, dude. Peter and Hector, I know we've had Peter on, and then if you've had both of them on Toy Anxiety.
Yeah,
they're great.
They're gonna I believe they're gonna be on Collect All Monsters tomorrow.
Yep. And so those guys are whatever they're doing, keep doing it. Everything looks great, and all the other folks that have contributed to the kind of the Godzilla, I don't know, Rocom toys and everything, like keep doing it because Mondo is. Yeah. I really feel like, as we've seen these American companies taking on Godzilla properties, you know, Mezco and Super 7 and Mondo, for me personally, like I'm seeing Mondo kind of separate themselves a little bit, like kind of like, to me, the leader in the pack. And that also is because of my collecting tends to be more soft vinyl Sufubi based as opposed to like realistic looking. So maybe that's it, but I just feel what they're doing from the statues to, I mean, doing things like Pulgasari and Space Godzilla and, you know, and tapping into all of these great artists like Rocom Toys for Jet and James Grohman for this this Godzilla. Like, I think they're on to something here. And I just hope they continue it. And Peter and Hector are so awesome that you know that they're probably, if they have any say, they're going to continue this and make it look really good.
For sure. Yeah. I'm looking forward to what's happening with Mondo. So, yeah.
Yeah, so
cool. Listen, that's it for news. That's it for toys. We're moving on. We're going to talk about Kong.
This is the earliest we've ever got to our main topic ever.
Wait, what is this show called? Is it just called Skull Island? It's just Skull Island. Okay, Skull Island dropped 2 weeks ago, like right after we recorded our last episode, basically. It dropped, you know, a day or so after that. So, you know, we're going to talk about it a little bit. I watched it, you know, pretty much immediately. I think it might have been that Saturday. I watched the whole show. You know, it's a pretty quick, you know, it's only like 8 episodes. They're like 20 minutes. If you got nothing to do on a Saturday, you can just zip right fucking through it, especially since Kong's barely fucking in it. You can like zip on right by and get to the end. So we're going to talk about it. Jay, I don't know exactly where we should start here. So the show, it's kind of a prequel, takes place before the movie Kong Skull Island, right? It takes place before the movie. It takes place after the movie, but before Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, right? It's like supposed to be set in the 90s.
Is it?
And Skull Island, Kong Skull Island was what?
Well, Skull Island's like 70s.
70s, yeah. I think it is. So I think so. I think it's supposed to be in the 90s.
Okay.
While you talk, I'll validate that because I don't want to.
It's not super important. It is a
time
prequel.
Is totally irrelevant.
It is a prequel, and it takes place before Godzilla versus Kong. And that's all you really need to know. You got a basic plot. So people get shipwrecked. Some sort of Kraken-like creature shipwrecks this boat. They land on the island. There's, you know, a couple other people trying to get to or from the island, trying to get off the island. There's a girl whose pet is a giant dog creature named Dog, and they land on Skull Island, and it's just them trying to get through, figure out how to get home. And you know, in the process, they come across all kinds of creatures, and every now and then they get a reminder that Kong lives on the island. So, Jay, what broad thoughts? What'd you think of this show? I don't know what Jay. Me and Jay don't know what each other really thought yet. So
two things. One, 1983 is when it's supposed to be set around there. So, like about 10 years after.
10 years Kong, after the
Skull Island. Yeah. Okay. So I was a little off. But second, normally I have a pretty good idea what you think of a show before we go into it. Like at least in the same ballpark. There's very few that I'm in like, what, you like that? This one I was a little confused because I, my own thoughts has been kind of confused on this. I would say overall as a show, like not saying how it connects to the MonsterVerse, how it treats Kong, all of that, because it's called Skull Island. So me, the main event is Skull Island.
Sure.
I think it's a, it was a fun, easy, enjoyable watch, period. Next sentence. There were some things that I wish that I don't want to say I wish they were different, that I didn't enjoy a lot, but there was a lot of good. And I would chalk this up as like, this was an enjoyable 6-8 episodes, however many it was. And you know, you watch it in a very short period of time. I watched it, I think, all but the final two episodes in one sitting, and then the next two. And I enjoyed it, and I watched it. I said that was fun, and I'm glad I watched it. I don't know if I have anything like that's, I'm going to revisit it tomorrow because I loved it so much and I need more of it. But hopefully there's a sequel. I will watch the sequel the day it drops because I enjoyed it enough. But I have some things I got to talk about that aren't necessarily super positive. But overall, I did enjoy it.
Jay, one of the things that always, I don't want to say it annoys me because it's never annoying, but sometimes our opinions are way too similar about things we start talking about something. It was fine. It was fine. Yeah. I'll never watch it again. It's not, the thing that bums me out is Singular Point came out and to me felt groundbreaking. And such a fun, like I have watched episodes of Singular Point over and over. Hey, I've watched the anime trilogy more than 3 times.
Yeah.
I like it. You know what I mean? This is fine. There's some stuff that I was like, oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah. You know, I think the overall story was told in a pretty fine way. This, you know, there's nothing groundbreaking. There's nothing new. It's a group of people trying to get off of Skull Island.
Yeah.
Kong seems pretty underutilized, but then also I also sort of just like a slow buildup to just Kong at the very end.
Yeah.
I will come out and say the best episode of the show is the second to the last episode.
Yep.
That episode, the episode that is a flashback that has characters that you never ever see again. The whole episode, the only point to the episode is to set up the plan for the last episode. And I was like, hey, this is kind of brilliant storytelling to do it this way. And also, this is the most compelling episode of the show, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. If the most compelling episode is the episode that none of your main characters are in, kind of.
Yeah.
That episode, I thought, was great. I was like, hey, why is it not all like this?
Yeah. My on my notes, Jacob, I'm looking at my screen now. It was literally the words are best episode was the Kong flashback. So I want to dive into that. So I agree wholeheartedly. And here is when I got done watching it, it reminded me of like, was the Book of Boba Fett when they had the one up the season where they had like the two non Boba Fett episodes, like those two Mandalorian episodes, like those were amazing and everything else was good. Yeah.
The rest just sucked.
So I thought the flashback episode and then the final episode with the battle, like set up for the battle with him and the sea monster Kraken thing. I thought those viewed together were really good. And I thought the first, however many episodes leading up to that, it could have been condensed in one or two episodes. And you could have had like a 3 or 4 episode thing. And I don't think you would have lost anything. The best part about the 6 episode buildup or whatever it was to, before you get to the flashback was the island. Was just like the cool monsters you see on the island, the colors and everything like that. Like I didn't ever really get like totally invested in any of the characters. I thought, you know, Anna, the murdering feral child that was left there with the dog was fine. I thought they were by far the best. Everybody else was kind of like, okay. Like, but to me, like it was just like totally strung out. And I felt after that many episodes, I should have cared about them more because at the end, right when it got to the flashback episode, I'm like, my heart's breaking for Kong. I'm like,
right.
No wonder he hates this bastard monster. And the Kraken is such a dick. I mean, he throws a fucking whale. It was so funny. I was watching that episode in bed and my wife was like in the bathroom, like getting ready for bed and stuff. And she's standing there, the door's open. She's probably like brushing her teeth. And I just stand up and go, he threw a fucking whale. And she's like, what are you watching?
He threw a fucking whale.
I mean,
let's get Badoochie to add the whale flying behind our logo, behind Mothra. Just
no, but I felt like I thought they did a good job building up the Kraken monster and like why he's an he's like you think of like this just giant squid, random sea animal type thing thrown together monster, but like he's like egging Kong on to come out, like he's doing like such dickhead things. I love that, and Kong, like it was him and the Spanish Islander girl that he connected to that was killed. Like that was beautiful. Like that was so well done.
You know what else I really loved? What other aspect of that? The bird. The bird that has like. Some weird relationship where it's feeding Kong. I was like, whoa, hold up. I was like, because you know, the first time you see the bird, you think it's probably a bad guy. You're like scared of it. And you're like, what is happening? But then you're like, oh, it's Kong's got a bird as a friend. Yeah. I loved that.
He's like a pirate with his parrot, you know?
He's got a fucking bird feeding him.
Who knew Kong knew falconry?
Hey, you know what? Here's one thing that I was like. So there's a scene in the show, and this is, I think, that episode where there are some like scary looking lizard creatures.
Yes.
There's like three or four of them and they're eating something. Mm-hmm. And Kong doesn't like that they're eating. He's like, what are you doing? And then he fights them and he destroys them all. But then Kong eats another animal. Yeah. And I'm like, why is it okay for you and not okay for them? They're just trying to eat. It wasn't the kind of thing like, remember in Skull Island, they made a point to say that like you know, the skull fucking, what are those things called?
Crawlers.
The skull crawlers were like deliberately causing chaos and killing things to kill things. And it's like, okay, then you destroy them. These things were just trying to live and eat. And then Kong's like, nope, can't do that. Meanwhile, he's like eating animals. Yeah. I was like, Kong, what are you doing, dude? Well,
I thought that's such a dumb,
I mean, it's a cartoon. It's such a dumb thing, but I was
they could put a line in there just like to his Islander girl be like, you know, like basically alluding the fact that they like those animals also like killed the Islanders and stuff. You know,
sure.
Like they're a big,
they're,
you know,
show that they're being more of a menace. That's a nitpick, but.
But the humanity, that scene, though, if you remember, she says, don't do it. And then he says, fine, but he still throws it. And he like, looks at her. I'm like, yeah, I thought that was kind of funny.
Throws the rock,
But those, they were tough.
They were. They were hard to beat.
They were tough little bastards.
I do want to talk about one of the things that I don't think I loved. And that was the design of all of the creatures on Skull Island. I kind of didn't like anything.
See, we disagree. We there's something we disagree. I liked them. I didn't like how they always popped up out of nowhere, and it's always like, you know, but they literally everywhere. But I liked them.
Well, it was like, to me, they felt so arbitrary, and it felt like whoever designed them took zero time. Like, they looked kind of the creature with the aloe on its back, the creatures that are the rocks.
Yes.
I was like, these look so bad. Like, to me, it looked like they were like, oh, just draw something with grass on it. It didn't look, the designs didn't seem very thought out to me. And also, you know, in the movie, in Skull Island, they make a point to show you that a lot of the animals are camouflaged as, you know, there's the spider's legs, there's the thing in the water, the big,
buffalo thing
there's the big stick bug, you know, there's multiple creatures, but they do that in the cartoon like five times. There's like it's like the same scene over and over where it's like, it's grass, no it's not, it's a monster. Then it's like, oh, it's weeds, no it's not, it's a monster. It just, and I'm like, all right, they're not rocks, they're monsters. We get it. They did it over and over. And I was like, you only need to do that one time.
Yeah. And, well, stick and a pin in that, because I do want to expand on that, because there's my one of my biggest nitpicks kind of goes along with that, but it's not the creature design. But so I guess overall, I don't disagree with you. The more that you say that, when I look at the overall monster, I'm still looking at like the Kraken, the bird, dog, Kong, everything.
I haven't gotten to the Kraken yet.
I still like it. I think it was good. I agree with you. It was always like, that is something. No, it's not. And then, you know, usually like saved by something else bigger after that. But I also, the part that really did kind of was a little bit grating to me was there was always some sort of quip about how frustrating it is. Like, oh my gosh, I'm stuck on this island. It's like, it's always a commentary on like, oh, there's another rock trying to eat me. Like the whole thing was like, it was like five episodes of it's not a bush. It's a monster. Oh man, this place sucks. Like it was the same kind of lather, rinse, repeat over and over. And I did feel that could have been trimmed down to, like you said, to one instance and we've been fine. But I love the bird. I love Kong. I do love the Kraken, and dog. I don't. Did you like the design of the dog creature?
He was fine. He was fine. But hey, here's a what if. Mm-hmm. I thought dog was fine. He's supposed to kind of look like a dog.
Yeah.
What if they would have made that like King Caesar? Wouldn't that have been cool? Or like, or you know what I mean? If it was kind of like the monster versus version of Angers like. But I didn't mind dog at all. I thought he was I thought he was just,
he's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't exactly. But talking about the Kraken. Okay. So the Kraken, I'm of two minds of the Kraken.
Okay.
My first thought when it popped out of the water was, it's 2023. Surely somebody better could have come up with the way this thing looks. Like it, I was like, this is so ridiculous looking. It looks kind of dumb to me. It like, it doesn't quite make sense as a creature.
No, but not then, at all.
But then the second half of my brain made me immediately think of the 1998 Godzilla cartoon. Mm-hmm. And the Kraken looks like it was designed by whoever designed the kaiju mm-hmm. from that. All the other yep. weird kaiju in that look a lot like this Kraken.
Yep.
And that I liked that about it. Mm. But other than that, I wasn't blown away. I liked how they used it, and I liked yes. what it did, and I liked the fight and everything. But I was not blown away with the look of it. I was just like, okay. It just looks like I don't know. It looks like somebody's first job putting kaiju together.
It's like, we'll take you a human body and some tentacles. I liked it. I thought it was weird in a good way. I thought it was crazy. Yeah. But I do think that overall the usage of it and like kind of its attitude and characteristics did to me, like it overshadowed any type of, maybe it wasn't the most, I don't want to say it wasn't original. I mean, like there's only so much you can do to like the sea monster sure. stuff, but like I give them more credit. I felt like they tried a little bit harder than maybe you're saying they did.
I don't know.
It reminded me a little bit of one of those, you know, those books you got as a kid where you had like the three piece of paper and you could flip the head and the body and the leg and you could have like the cop head and the fireman, whatever, and the teacher right. legs.
It reminded you of that.
I was like, because he had like this weird like human body and this like very cephalopod-y head. And then you had like the tentacles. He
also had
the
claws. Beak. He had big crab claws. Yeah.
And then some of it was like, electric or bioluminescent. I could do all this wacky stuff.
It was very fine, powerful. Jay. It was fine. It just felt a little too much like somebody picked up an ocean book and said this, and this. And taped it together. It's not very original, but whatever. It's not original, but it's fucking, you know, the 10th version of King Kong story, so it's fine. But
and he always has to fight some sort of octopus or something. It's not a King Kong movie without
I'm okay with that. I did like, though, I like that final battle. I like the part where she's going to give him the necklace and the Kraken pops back up and Kong doesn't get the necklace. And then it just like cuts to her waking up in the hospital months later. Yes. I thought that was really cool. I thought that's a cool way to end it. Cause there's kind of no closure there. You don't know what's happening. Mm-mm. I think that's a good way to set up a sequel. Hey, did you also notice, and I don't know if this happens in any of the movies, but did you notice like they were calling Skull Island Monster Island?
Yeah,
they called like it Monster Island a couple times. Yeah. But it seemed that to me was interesting because I mean we all know Monster Island is a Godzilla thing. That's where Godzilla lives.
It's thanks
Monster
to Godzilla's Island. Revenge that made it
exactly. Even though but you know that's movie. A thing. But that's a thing in Godzilla universe. Yeah. And to me, it was always very separate. Skull Island and Monster Island are separate. They're not the same. They're just an island. One lives here and one lives here. But the fact that, you know, this is the Monsterverse, it's a little different. You know, Godzilla's origins are all different. The fact that they were just like calling it Monster Island instead of Skull Island, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Part of me was like, was that on purpose? Were they purposefully thinking like, hey, there's a Monster Island in Godzilla, let's kind of try to just make it the same thing? Or what? I don't know. I focused on that a little too much, I think. I don't know.
It could have just been bad dialogue. You know, I think that if you read any reviews on this, especially like the day it came out, you know, all of the big reviews dropped. I think the most common thread in what they thought was negative was just, you know, kind of the dialogue, the human dialogue, minus the flashback episode. And I don't know, like it was.
I mean, it's a cartoon. It's a 2D animation cartoon. It's like I don't know how high my expectations were for it.
But. Exactly. I'm not thinking, you know, Kenneth Branagh and Derek Jackson are going to come out there and reenact Henry V, right? You know,
if like it was. on one hand, I feel like it's not fair.
He threw it well.
I feel like it's not. Part of me feels like it's not fair to not expect a lot out of it because it's a cartoon, because like we just said, Singular Point's a masterpiece. It's one of the best things, but also Singular Point wasn't held to anything before it. It could be whatever it wanted. They could like take big swings. This had to be a sequel. You know, this had to fit into the universe. And I think it fits perfectly fine into the Monsterverse, and it was fun. And I'm glad we even got we're even getting
100%
King Kong Netflix shows. Like, to me, that's just awesome. So even though it's not something I would watch again, it's not something I'm like clamoring for. I'm very happy it exists. And it was, it was a pleasant, you know, Saturday to sit around and be like, cool. Here's King Kong content that I've never seen before. Yeah. So 100%. That's kind of where I stand with it.
I think you're right. You know, it was funny when I turned it on, and, you know, we've read the stuff before the show dropped, and we knew enough, right, to be dangerous, kind of what the vibe was, and from the trailers and the teasers and stuff. I was actually like, when it first started, I thought it was going to be a little bit more kind of like, not targeted towards younger kids, but like a little bit more accessible. And then they like the alligator monster, like just eats the guy and bats him in half and stuff. I'm like, there was like those strategic like pieces of gore in there.
Yeah.
And I think that was, I think it actually helped the show fit even more. Like, not only did it help showcase the dangers of Skull Island, but also I think it helped make the show a little bit fit more in with these kind of more adult MonsterVerse episode or MonsterVerse properties. And so I thought it's good. I'm glad it exists. I enjoyed it. You know, I agree with everything you said as far as like, it's not something I'm going to constantly watch. It's not Singular Point, but you know, there's probably a lot of other things that it's much better than.
I agree with that. You know, I don't know. I still haven't finished any of the, you know, season two or three of Ultraman. So I maybe liked it more than Ultraman. So, but I will say, interesting. I wish.
You know what, dude? I definitely liked Ultraman season one better than Skull Island. I definitely like Skull Island better than Ultraman season two. Okay. Season three, I probably like push come to shove. I probably would side with Ultraman, but it's close. I mean, they're just parts. But once again, there was no episode of Ultraman better than the flashback episode. You know, it's one of those things like the highs were really high on Skull Island. So
I'll tell you, like, out of everything, I just really wish, I think it would be so cool. And I think they would make a good amount of money. I think it's worth doing if Netflix, I don't know, put out a box set of all the kaiju, all these animated, like put the trilogy, put the Godzilla anime trilogy, put Singular Point, Ultraman, and the Kong show in a fucking box set so I can own these fucking things on Blu-ray already.
And Gamera coming up.
I really want to own physical media of all. I don't like not owning all the pieces of Godzilla on physical media. And I don't have any of the Netflix stuff because it doesn't exist. So.
No, not in, you know.
So, I mean, some of it exists.
American releases.
In another country, but not here. So.
I don't know. And you know what? One other thing that this show did really well, though, it did get me even more excited for the Gamera trilogy, or excuse me, the Gamera anime coming out. Just because, like, I do think kaiju and these stories can work in anime. I mean, with Singular Point showed that. This wasn't a miss necessarily, but like, I have a feeling the Gamera one is going to give us a little bit of Singular Point, a little bit of the Ultraman, like especially season one.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just have this suspicion that it's going to be really good, and I think
take it easy. Don't build it up too much. That's what I got to say about Kong. I think it's completely fine. It's got its goods, and it's got its not so goods. But I'm glad it's here, dude. Any more kaiju? I'm happy for it. You got any? You got anything else to say on Skull Island?
No, man. Just go out and watch it if you haven't already. And hopefully we said enough good and bad that, you know, you can go up and make your own decisions, you make up your own mind. It's definitely worth a watch. I think this is the other thing. I get why some people really like it. And I also get why some people, it's just, they're not fans of it. I totally get that. Like, depending on what you really value in these types of shows. So like, there's a lot of, if you go out there and read the reviews, there's a lot of like totally different opinions.
I stayed away from the reviews. I was just like, whatever, I'm just gonna watch it and see what I think. I didn't go back and try to see. It's what you gotta do.
Yeah,
don't read any Indiana Jones review. Have you watched Indiana Jones yet?
No.
Are you an Indiana Jones fan? Is that something
you're going to do? I'm not like a collector of Indiana Jones memorabilia or toys or anything, but I do love the films.
Okay.
You know, and I didn't like, you know, the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I didn't hate it as much as everybody else did. I thought it was fine. Yeah. And so I know this one. I'm sure it's fine.
Hey, spoiler. It's great. It's great. The new Indiana Jones is great. Yeah.
I'll go watch it.
Listen, I think that's it. We're going to get out of here. We still made it an hour. You know, 2 weeks from now, you know, usually we come out every 2 weeks. Jay's going to be G-Fest pretty soon, and then I'm going to be at Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. So our content in the next 2 weeks is going to be a little different. We might have some videos from G-Fest or from Comic-Con, but we're not going to have a traditional episode like this 2 weeks from now. Maybe Jay might do one, but maybe we don't know. We're going to wing
it. Yeah, we don't know.
We will have some content, but it won't be the two of us together in 2 weeks. So, but we will be back with some stuff, maybe some reveals from the conventions. Jay's gonna buy shit. I'm gonna buy stuff. We both got Spiral toys coming in today, tomorrow, at some point. So some stuff's coming, and I think that's it. Jay, you got anything else?
No, if you are gonna be at G Fest, please come by the Toku Toy Town booth. Stop by, say hello. I'll give you a deal. Just reference if you can repeat exactly Jake's positives and negatives from Skull Island, I will give you 25% off.
Whoa. Also, if you're going to be at Comic-Con and you see me, same thing. If you
run can away.
Give me, yeah. If you see me, don't talk to me. No, I'm just kidding. if you see us, come by and say hi. But I think that's it. We're going to get out of here. Until next time, bye.
Yeah. Let's go throw a well.